We had this conversation last week with Dave Blaska. I was talking about it. Is that the problem is they really believe they're correct when they shut down a school board meeting.
It just happened again. Yes. It just happened again at the county board, and it just happened again at the school board.
Because they're so disrespectful of the individual, if it doesn't advance their collective interest.
Let's wrap up on that, by the way, since this is all about, you know, the best thing Gibson's Bakery did was refuse to accede to a lie.
Yes.
The best thing Promega did was tell the truth so that the science would be truth, not based on fraud. I mean, that was actually a gift to science, which is a gift to humanity, by the way. And, you know, every now and again, you'll have some truth tellers out there. And in Madison, you've got some truth tellers out there. And I'll tell you what, it is hard to tell the truth in Madison, even though the truth seems so simple. We'll be right back. Subject here of truth, and we don't have a ton of time, maybe 6-7 minutes left in this break here. But Jim, as we're talking about this, Gibson's Bakery tells the truth, and they become a David and Goliath story. Promega tells the truth, and that becomes a David and Goliath story. I mean, you can look at Masterpiece Cake Shop, tells the truth, becomes a David and Goliath story. Here we've got, but most people who tell the truth, even though They say, okay, Vicky, I'm going to tell the truth. All right, Judge Troopas, I'm going to tell the truth. And they tell the truth. And they get kicked in the head for telling the truth. I'll give you a name. David Blaska gets kicked in the head for telling the truth. You know, and a lot of people in Madison knew David was telling the truth about schools, knew he was telling the truth about peace and order and law and order and the police. They knew it. They knew it, and they privately would say, oh, attaboy, David, keep going. You know, meanwhile, the only person getting kicked in the head is David Blaska. Yes. Had five people stood up, had Dave Mahoney or the Madison Police Union just even blandly given an indication that, well, maybe Blaska's onto something here. Had any of them had the guts that one liberal blogger, I think his name is Greg Humphreys, had to defend David. And unfortunately, his profile wasn't large enough. But thank you. I don't know this man, but I thought it was tremendously courageous of him to do that and put David's sign in his yard. Had there just been one or two, if the editorial page of the Wisconsin State Journal or anybody besides someone who is easily marginalized as a conservative.
Well, I wonder about the teachers. I really do, because he stood up for the teachers. He stood up for the teachers. That's what he was standing up for. He said, you should have control of your classroom. We're going to make that possible. And the teachers union, I think, hesitated at the beginning. Then eventually they get involved in essentially against him. What in the world are the teachers' views of that? The next one that loses his or her job, the next one who gets beat up by a student, the next one who puts up with the FU in his or her classroom. When you had a chance to make a difference, you didn't. When you had a chance to actually say something that would matter,
you didn't.
You didn't.
You didn't tell the truth. You wouldn't even defend someone who would.
And I just don't understand it. Someone once asked me about the support I did for a particular political candidate. And I said, because he's my friend and I trust him. Do I agree with his views? I don't think I do, but I got to support him because, you know, I trust him. And I think that with David, because there were a lot, everybody in the press knew David Blaska. Everybody
knows he's not a raging racist,
a homophobe, or whatever they wanted to call him. I mean, everyone who knows him knows that.
And nearly everybody in the press knows him.
Yes. And why in the world wouldn't you step up and defend him? Even if you disagreed with his particular view, why wouldn't you defend him? Why wouldn't you say, school board, you were wrong in letting people shut Dave Blaska down? We may disagree with what he says, but he has a right to say it. And he says it in a cordial and pleasant way, and he says it with facts. But he didn't. And so it's a great example. It's a really great example, I think, of what society faces right now in this collective versus the individual.
Right.
The collective tells you what to say and how to say it, and you cannot go against the collective. You have no right to go against the collective, to go against the government. In this case, the government or a group of people who've taken the mantle in medicine. What happened to the individual? What happened to the respect for the individual? That each individual has a right to speak, ought to speak, and we ought to give them respect. That's the great battle of our time. That's the great battle of our time.
It's the individual versus the collective. It's the Soviet thought thinking versus the American, you know, individual freedom thinking.
And these groups that scream racism are just Soviets. And it all ends up in the gulag. It always does. There is no exception in history. Every single time you see this type of behavior, eventually you end up with dictatorships. Eventually you end up with slaughter. And maybe you get it back, maybe and you don't.
First you end up with dictatorships, then you end up with dysfunction, then you end up with ineptitude, then you end up with slaughter.
I mean, look at Venezuela.
And then you've killed the desire of truth so profoundly for so long, no one's willing to be the one.
And it can be centuries before it comes back. So there's not an exception. And I think that Madison, you know, which had been this center of left wing, is got to be called out on this at this point. The university's got to be called out on it. And that I think is the fight of our times, is we must be able to speak the truth individually.
And I'll say, court is adjourned right there. Judge Jim Troupas, thanks for coming on the program today. That just made my day.